Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Brendan Gregory is from a younger generation of electronic musicians, and even though he's in the contemporary electronic scene making techno and house music under the guise of Chimera, he's also exploring earlier ambient sounds that go back to 1970s space music and 1980s new age. It's part of the sound that shaped his new album Apex, which he released under a new alias, Marin Karas. From his Berlin apartment, Brendan Gregory talks about horror films, electronic music, and space. You'll find the music of Brendan Gregory under a few names: I Am an Exit, Chimera, and most recently, Marin Karas. It's electronic music, but whatever you do, don't call it electronic dance music or EDM.
EDM is so, okay, I guess from the outside looking in, it may seem that they're very closely related, but I think that most other people in the underground scene don't really have much relation to EDM.
For Brendan, it's like the difference between psychedelic rock and Top 40 or Picasso and Thomas Kincaid.
That's like the pop of the electronic world, in a sense, I think. But EDM as itself, as a movement, I mean, there haven't really been any artists or songs or anything that I've heard which have inspired me in any way.
Brendan Gregory is talking to me on Skype from his modest Berlin apartment that he shares with his girlfriend. He's in his living room, which doubles as his studio. Brendan got into electronic music through house and trance and other techno derivatives, but he also has influences that come from an earlier time, right in Berlin, where the Irish musician has lived since 2010.
Obviously, I'd heard Tangerine Dream before, and then just kind of looking up about them and then seeing, okay, that they were part of the, or influenced by the Berlin school, the form of music, and I thought, well, that's cool, I'm living in Berlin. So then I started reading about that, and then I started looking at like YouTube videos with it, and I stumbled upon Klaus Schulze, some of his like performances from the 70s, and it was just incredible because he's doing stuff that a lot of people are doing now today as well with a lot of the same instruments, and it was just so completely ahead of its time.
Then he discovered the musical descendants of the Berlin School, like Steve Roach.
I think it was Reflections in Suspension from Structures in Silence. And that was literally the kind of music I've been waiting for my whole life. And it was amazing that it was made 3 years after I was born. So it has literally been there all my life. But yeah, it took me this long to find it. I spent like the first week just listening to that on headphones before I went to bed and kind of just being absolutely mesmerized by it.
It's those sounds that led to Brendan's debut as Marin Karas and the album Apex. Brendan Gregory was born in Munich, but the 35-year-old musician's mother was Irish, and he grew up in Ireland from the time he was 3 months old. His mother was a jazz singer, his father was a jazz drummer, and his stepfather was a guitarist whose heroes were Dylan and Springsteen. So, of course, Brendan went another way.
when I was like 12 or 13, I heard Metallica for the first time. It just kind of blew my mind. And I just wanted to be able to play everything that they were doing. It just looked so cool to be up there, you know, playing all these riffs on stage.
And he did that for a while.
Yeah, well, I was a heavy metal guy throughout my teenage years. And then I went to university at the age of 18. And I got friendly with a guy who lived just around the corner from me, who was also going to the same university. And he was a DJ. And he showed me his turntables, and I was, that's interesting. I've never really seen anything like this before.
The guitar went in its case, and the turntable spun him in a new direction. He began recording his own music, first under the name I'm an Exit, and then as Chimera. This music was designed for the dance floor, but as Maren Karas, he went in a different direction once again.
Yeah, Maren Karas is definitely by far the most serene, peaceful music that I've done. But I think ambient also has the potential as well to be quite dark and foreboding at times.
Maybe that's why he took the name Maren Karas. It might ring a bell for fans of The Exorcist.
The names of the priests were Father Maren and Father Karas. I just kind of thought, hey, it'd be kind of cool. What if I just took those two second names and made them my name? And I thought it kind of fit in the sense of it had obviously a kind of a spooky 70s synth soundtrack as well. And I thought some of the tracks that I was making as Maren Karas were a little bit kind of somber, melancholic, and maybe it kind of fitted the mood a bit, you know.
There's a darkness to the music of Maren Karas. Brendan favors 70s-era electronic sounds, fat analog bass bottoms, wispy, mysterious melodic leads, and layers of filter-swept atmospheres. After traveling from Ireland to Costa Rica to Barcelona, his current home has been Berlin, and that also had an influence on Apex.
I was just staring out my window at these, like, very dark. I mean, in winter here, it gets, like, dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's just miserable looking outside. And I think that definitely kind of made its way into my music.
Brendan Gregory continues to play more house-oriented electronic dance music as Chimera, and he has Maren Karas to assuage his ambient side. And when was the last time you played electric guitar?
Actually, at a house party about 2 weeks ago, but I broke the G string on it, and that was that. I think I was playing something by Neil Young, maybe Southern Man or something.
Maybe this still is an influence from his parents, after all. The latest album from Maren Karas is Apex. It's released on A Strangely Isolated Place Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.